All right, continuing our conversation. We've been doing this a lot lately. In fact, whenever we can, we have members of the State House and State Senate here on the program to talk about legislation that's going on. And if you missed it, the Democrats want you and I and all Michigan taxpayers to pay the union dues of all union members in Michigan, both public and private sector unions. Unbelievable. Yeah, a full tax credit. State Rep. Ann Boland here serves on the Appropriations Committee, Minority Vice Chair of the General Government Budget Subcommittee. Ann, good to have you back. Glad you're here. So tell me about this idea, this nutty idea of having all of us pay union dues, because that's really what it is, isn't it?
Absolutely, that's what it is. It's ridiculous. The government should not be paying anybody's private membership, club memberships at all. And that's really what this is. It's a private club, not available to everybody. And you and I, who do not have the ability to join this exclusive club, would not be able to, but we'd pay the freight for it.
Yeah, because it's a complete tax credit, meaning if you are owed money when you're done filling out your taxes, you'll get a check back. And dollar for dollar, everything that you pay to the union will be, it's money laundering. It's money laundering to the union.
Not only that, the Democrats are making their priorities very clear. It's all about scratching their friends' backs, right? Instead of making sure that our kids are ready for all these corporate welfare jobs we've just funded, we're spending time on, you know, making sure that our friends are safe and covered and paving the way for them.
Right. I can't write off all of my memberships and so forth and get money back on my taxes, nor should I be able to. And if you're a union member, the whole argument about getting rid of right to work was that unions will do a better job. They'll get you better protections, more money. Well, if they're making you more money, why do I have to foot the bill?
Well, interestingly enough, I think it's about one-third of the bills that have been introduced in Michigan legislature this year they're labor-related. All right. None of them address this free rider problem that the unions have cited since Right to Work passed, that they have to represent people who don't want to pay. So it's interesting that, these bills are completely out of context of what they state the problem is.
So really, this is what you call it. It's a handout to the unions, not to the rank and file, but to the unions themselves.
Right. And not only that, you know, you cannot use your office, a public office, for advancing any political measure, right? And it seems that, you know, some of these dues monies, they'll go into the PAC and how they represent the union's interests, and they want government entities to process the payroll and the deductions and
right.
the tax refunds.
They want us to take care
really
of all of that.
Out of sync with what we need to be doing here in Michigan, and that is looking out for the future of our kids, making sure we have a strong business climate for all businesses.
Do you think that this is a done deal then? It's going through, it's all done?
Well, it looks like it's going through. So the Senate voted on a different version of the Right to Work bill than the House. So it doesn't seem as though that the Senate and the House are necessarily in tandem. And so one of the two chambers will have to vote on the other's bills to confer on them. So we'll likely see it back in the House. And I don't expect really the vote's going to change. I think that the Democrats have gotten their orders from the governor, and that is that their goal is to repeal prevailing wage. And also to make all public works projects more expensive by passing the prevailing wage.
Why everybody knows it's a terrible idea. Everybody knows it's a terrible idea. So you can look at the way these, like prevailing wage, it just costs us all more money. Everybody knows that. It's not like it's some sort of shock.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a free market. Why wouldn't you let anybody compete for a job? Right, give everybody a chance. We want to do this every other place, except when it comes to the economy and jobs. It's really mind-boggling. You have people. Yesterday, I met with supervisors in the townships I represent, and, you know, they were very concerned about this right to work. They've already had employees come to them and say, you know, I'm not going to continue to work here. With the cost of inflation, you know, $42 a month, I just can't afford it. And I want it to be my decision whether or not I'm going to participate. They understand, you know, the role of the unions. And I'm not anti-union. I support the unions, but I also support individuals' choice on whether or not that they're going to join the union. And I don't think they should be dictating in any place of business how the business itself is running.
You know, I was a UAW member, shop steward at one point, way back when, 1,000 years ago. I've been in the UAW not once but twice, two different jobs, two different places. I don't have anything against the union one way or the other. It just didn't do much for me. It didn't do much for me, and so therefore, you know, I didn't think that it, and let's be fair, most of the things that unions fight for have been legislated away. You know, working hours, child labor, safety, all of those things have been legislated away over the decades. All the things that unions fight for really have been taken care of. Or did I miss something?
Well, right, because we've created, you know, government bureaucracies with OSHA, you know, Departments of Civil Rights. And this is important. Everybody deserves to be safe at work, work in a safe environment. The protections are there. But we do have government agencies that oversee that.
Right. That's my point.
I think it really is just to direct a political path for their friends.
Yeah, so there you go. At any rate, do you think so? All of these things are going through then?
Well, you know, there's a very slim majority by the Democrats in the House. You know, it's 56 to 54. You know, I think on this issue, the Republicans will stick together. You know, we feel real strongly about this. But you really, you know, it's very unpredictable this session. And
well, I haven't seen a Democrat. We haven't seen a Democrat break yet, have we?
No, only on the corporate welfare. We did see a representative from the Westland area break.
And other than that,
Republican to vote for it. Yeah,
didn't matter because you're right. Republicans blew that deal. All right. Ann, got to leave it there. State Rep. Ann Boland, thank you for being here. We need to say no to paying union dues for everybody else. It's not my job.
Yep.
It's your job.
Yep. Thanks for
you
having
pay
me.
For it. As always, my friend. Thank you very much. That's not my job. That's your job. You want to pay the union, you pay the union. That's not up to me to pay your way. Period. Period. There's no two ways about that. I don't owe you anything, in fact. Nor do you owe me anything, just so we're clear on that. All right, then. We'll take a break here on the Steve Gruber Show. We're going to take another listen to the pending charges against Donald Trump. Stay ahead.
Pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
I have always been a I-can-do-it kind of girl. This is Johnny Erickson Tata, and even when I was little, they tell me my first words were, me-do. The first time I rode a bike, I just knew I was balancing it all by myself, but then I noticed that my father was running alongside with his hand on the back fender. I protested, Daddy, let me do it. Don't help me. Let me do it. Well, I got my way and went crashing into the sidewalk with my bike. But my independence ended when I was 17. That's when I broke my neck diving into the Chesapeake Bay which resulted in quadriplegia. That was over 40 years ago. And if there's one thing I have had to learn as a quadriplegic, it's to ask for help and then to receive that help graciously. Hey, it's okay to ask for help. It's one way of encouraging others to get close and learn how to serve. If you need help, ask. From disabilitycampaign.org.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.